Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast, talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And today is going to be more of a somber message and not exciting and motivating, but I just want to put a stark warning out there. If you don't watch my YouTube channel, you need to pay attention, warriors. I'm just seeing a lot of fucking bullshit out there. You know, families and moms and dads, specifically men out there, trying so hard. You know, it's like I'm trying to spread a message of peace, prosperity, and love and high frequency, and unfortunately have to spread the actual factual news that's happening within our economy. Our economy is about to fucking come collapsing down. And I know this isn't the message you want to hear on a Friday, but men and women, it's time to rise up into that king and queen energy. And I can talk extremely open on my podcast. You know, on YouTube, I have to kind of filter it. On Twitter, I have to filter it. On TikTok, I have to filter it. I'll get banned, right? Here's the fucking truth. Here's what happened. Okay. Since 1900s, they have manipulated our schooling system. They taught us all to be robots, right? They taught us how to go to school, to get a job, to get a 401k, to get your health insurance. And they trapped you into a debt-based cycle. And did you know around 1974, in between 1974 and 1978, that the 401k was created? The 401k is the biggest fucking scam in the world. They created the 401k because people didn't believe in the stock market. Our parents, my parents, are savers. They save, they own their home, they own their car. They did it the right way. They did it the right way. They're fine. They're surviving. They don't have any debt. They're a middle class family. They're doing fine. They can pay their bills. They're retired. They can do their thing. You know, they're not wealthy. That's a problem. They didn't build any wealth, but they're not broke. You know, they're fine. They can survive. They can help their kids if they need to, but they did it right. People saved money, and they noticed that people were saving money from the Great Depression. So they said, let's fuck these people. And what we're going to do is we're going to create this thing called the 401k, which is the biggest scam in the whole wide world. And we're going to attach. So before the 401k, they considered the stock market gambling. Okay. So then they build a 401k and they attach your fucking retirement to the casino, right? So the casino, what is a 401k? Well, let's talk about what the stock market. Stock market is you're buying stocks in companies, okay? So they take your 401k and they diversify it over these, you know, stock portfolios. But you have to understand, since 1971, World Economic Forum was created and they detached from the gold standard in 1971. The last 15 years, this is a methodical, planned out system where they printed money into oblivion. 1971, they detached from the gold standard. God's money was gone. It's no longer backed with anything. They got the right to print money, just print and print and print and print. And guess what? When they can print money, when their brothers and sisters that run these large corporations that always get bailed out, you don't get fucking bailed out when the economy collapses. So when the dot-com boom collapsed, guess what? They ended up with the big, large tech companies. And guess what? They always get bailed out. When the housing market collapsed, guess what? All the big companies got bailed out. They foreclosed on your fucking homes, and then they went back and sucked them up back into the system and resold them back. Okay? So the 401k, basically what happens is especially specifically within the last, 24 months, they printed more money than in history. They bought more junk bonds than in history. They bought more mortgage-backed securities than in history. Basically, what they're doing is they're buying bad debt by printed money that is not even money. It's not even money. So there's 20% of companies in America are what's called zombie companies. And many of your 401ks are attached to those zombie companies. So right now, they don't give a fuck about you. Just so you know, they don't give a fuck about you. I'm starting to speak out heavily on this, warriors. They don't give a fuck about you. The banks don't care about you. The left and right don't care about you. They don't give a fuck if you collapse. The middle class is getting smashed. I run a small business in America here. The cost to run our business has gone up dramatically. And the number one cost is team members. We refuse to let team members go. We're becoming more efficient. Okay. But the middle class, mom and pop businesses, a restaurant, Do you know how much it costs to run a damn restaurant? Do you know how, have you seen your food prices go up? Have you gone to a fast food restaurant? Have you got your grocery bill? Have you seen your gas prices go up? And do you realize the average everyday American now is putting their money on their credit cards, their gas on their credit card, their food on their credit cards? My rent price, I'm actually buying a property right now. The mortgage on that property was $2,500 9 months ago, and now it's $4,000. Who can afford that? Who can afford $4,000 a month for a normal fucking house? Think about that. It's time to wake the fuck up. The financial system is about to reset on you. And guess what? They don't give a shit about you. You are going to, here's exactly, I'm going to predict the future. Your banks are going to be custodying your cryptocurrency. There is going to be a digital dollar. It is going to be ran through the FedNow services. Your next stimulus check or your UBI, Universal Basic Income check, because you're not going to have a job, or your job is going to reduce hours and your job is going to let the normal everyday American go because they can't survive. And Jerome Powell warned us, you're getting leveraged towards technology. Your job is going to get replaced towards technology, and it's going to seem like it's going to happen slow and methodically. Within 10 years, a lot of you aren't going to have jobs. If you're in the banking industry, you're going to be replaced by talking ATMs. It's going to be call centers. They're going to get rid of branches. Eventually, your bank is just going to be a customer service bank. We're moving to peer-to-peer, no intermediary. We don't need a bank. We're not going to need a title company. We're not going to need all these intermediaries. It's going to move across a blockchain, and it's going to be just customer service and whoever can move money as fast as possible. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't need people anymore. So what can you do about it? You can learn how to create cash flow right now. Get off your fucking ass and start creating cash flow. Cut out your fucking Starbucks. Stop supporting. You know, I buy Starbucks twice a week. I'm methodical. Okay. I do most of my coffee at home. I do coffee at the office here. I, you know, take my supplements, all that stuff. I cut out Starbucks about 5 days a week, and I took that money and I invest it. I invest a little bit every single Friday from cutting out frivolous spending. I'm getting in the asset game. I got my cryptocurrency. I got my leveraged life insurance. I'm expanding businesses. I'm going hard on business. Why do you think I work so fucking hard right now? Because I'm young, I'm vibrant, I can do it, and I'm not going to sit on my fucking ass and watch them fucking completely collapse my family. I refuse to, and you need to fucking rise up into that king and queen energy and get your shit together, because your parents, your grandparents, or whoever's in your paradigm right now is about to get crushed, and you may get crushed too. So what are you going to do? Sit back and not do anything about it? Get off your ass and start creating cash flow. Go to garage sales, flip, do the Gary Vee strategy. That's what I did. Okay, create cash flow, get into a speculative asset. You can go on the Warrior Academy, look at my exact portfolio. You can buy some of these cryptocurrencies at 6 fucking cents right now. VeChain is 6 cents, HBAR is at 6 cents, XRP is at 38 cents, Ethereum is still 13. You can buy some of these at pennies on the dollar when you're spending shitload of money on food. Eat rice and beans for 90 days and you'd be in the investment game. And this is not financial advice. I'm just telling you, I have to start spreading this information, warriors. You have to get off your fucking ass and stop playing victim. And stop pointing the finger at left and right. They're the same fucking feather of the same goddamn bird. They're the same fucking feather of the same goddamn bird. The banks are fucking you. The banks are connected to politics. The politicians are connected to money. The money's connected to the Vatican. The Vatican right now is moving all the money. The Pope told the Vatican to move all the money into the Vatican by the 30th. The Shemitah is coming. That's a 7-year cycle, which is agriculture, which is in the Bible, which is about a bumper crop. A bumper crop is coming. The Jewish population have brought into the financial industry. They're some of the richest people in the world. This isn't against anybody. This has been happening in history over and over again. They're about to collapse the financial markets as you know it, and they're going to bring in a brand new monetary system, which is going to be blockchain technology, distributed ledger technology. They're going to move in a climate change narrative, which is going to be gas, solar, and wind, and there's going to be a brand new group of very, very wealthy people. The top 4 wealthiest people in the world, number 4 is Warren Buffett. He is the old earth paradigm, gas, oil, all that shit. The next 3 now, Jeff Bezos just got knocked out. Pay the fuck attention. Jeff Bezos just got knocked out by a gentleman in India who is a tech. Jeff Bezos is number 3, which is Amazon, which is tech and speed of, right? Amazon sales, the way you're going to be doing your sales. And number 1 is Elon Musk, all quantum investments. Think about that. You need to pay attention. You need to start watching my YouTube channel on a daily basis. This is a must. This is a must in your repertoire. You need to go to my YouTube channel, 3T Warrior Academy, and watch every single day. We do 2 videos a day to educate you, free education. You don't have to join the Warrior Academy. Educate yourself. Read a book a day. Go to my Instagram profile. Download the Headway app. You should be reading a book every fucking day, warriors. You have to activate. You have to. because you're going to come back to these and be like, holy shit, I should have listened to JB. I'm going to heat this up because everything I've been saying for the last 3 years where you guys have called me a tinfoil fucking hat is happening. People are now, he predicted, I didn't predict the future. I looked in history. I looked forward. I looked backwards. I looked now and I literally could see patterns. That's how my brain works. I can see patterns. I'm not predicting the future. I can see what they do. Humans are cyclic. This happened in the Roman days. It happens every single time we get too greedy. Mother Nature's like, I'm pissed. She's going to wipe us out and we're going to start all over again. So this is my stark warning to you guys. Your task now, watch my YouTube channel every day. Subscribe, hit the notification button. You should be watching my YouTube channel every single morning. Go to my Instagram profile, download the Headway app. Read a book every single morning, the first 30 minutes. Start getting connected to your higher self consciousness. Start fasting, start doing breath work, okay? Start eating healthier, okay? Rebuild your fucking relationship. Get your shit together. Lock arm in arm. If you're in a relationship, don't go look at the you motherfuckers looking for grass is green on the other side. You got to water that grass. Get your own grass watered right now. If you're in a relationship, get your shit together. Start communicating. Talk about your problems. Solve your problems and get together. Band together. Your kids are watching you. Stark warning. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.